Good afternoon, everyone. Chris Averkamp with Paragon Ag, looking at your closing ag markets for Thursday, January the 5th. The grain sector here today did a complete 180 after seeing nice gains here for the last 2.5-3 weeks. That's kind of been the cycle that the grains have been on. About every 3 to 3.5 weeks, the market kind of does a counter trend. Well, hopefully this isn't the mark of the beginning of something here in the grain complex, but today was definitely lower. March corn down 15, 643.5. March beans down 21 at 1209. March KC wheat down 28 at 686. And March Chicago down 21 at 629. Most of the selling really was contributed to the outside markets. There's fresh talk here today about Greece possibly defaulting on its debt and also concerns over Italy's largest bank. Now, that European talk was definitely quiet through the holidays, but here once again today having a direct effect on the commodity sector as we were in a risk-off type of mode. Crude oil also seeing price pressure here as well and seeing some flight to quality in the method of buying gold and silver. That also definitely occurred here today as well. Back on the mercantile exchange, live cattle lower here today on sharply lower box beef trade, and that was kind of an interesting market in itself. Initially, the cattle were higher to sharply higher on talk of a winter storm that could see heavy snows in the southern plains. That pushed cattle prices higher to sharply higher. And by the end of the day, though, with that break on the meat sector, on the retail side of things, everything broke back, including the pork complex, as we continue to see heavy weights over there. Here today, Feb live cattle down 70 at 120.95, almost $1.75 off our highs over there. Jan feeders up just a dime at 147.85. Feb lean hogs down a buck 30 at 83.85. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.